It's Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. To get in on the golf talk, call 1-888-760-3776. That's 888-760-ESPN. Email the show at golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, is also brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa, the Palm Beach Kennel Club, the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, Village Golf Club, SportsInteriors.net, Edwin Watts Golf, and Transworld Business Brokers. Here's Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760 and streaming live at ESPN760.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the show. 8:05 on a Sunday morning in West Palm Beach, the 16th day of the March. The year is 2008, and another edition of Golf Exchange is on the air. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. We will take you for the next 2 hours up till 10 o'clock this morning. Colin Holder behind the glass, making sure everything runs smoothly. That is your cast of characters here. 888-760-3776 is the number to jump in on the golf talk this morning. 888-760-3776. You can also email the show, Golf Exchange at thehondaclassic.com is the email address. Golf Exchange at thehondaclassic.com. Patrick Rooney Jr., good morning to you. Happy Sunday and happy St. Patrick's Day weekend, Pat.
Yes, Russ. Both of us seem to be thinking alike as we both have our green on, getting ready for the big day tomorrow. But like you said, because it's on a Monday, it's kind of like the Irish will take the whole weekend to celebrate, and they've done so, and it's been kind of crazy up at both Rooney's Pub at Jupiter and the one over in Okeechobee and Jock.
I've got a quarter Irish in me, so
that's good enough. That's all you need. You're good, man. You're in.
That's an excuse to party for the weekend. I like the fact that we're not only both wearing our St. Patrick's Day green, but both wearing a similar shade of the light lime green.
We are the hard-to-find lime green.
We are decked out. It's almost like we have uniforms here for the show today. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you for the next 2 hours. 888-760-ESPN, the number, just about half an hour from now at 8:30. Our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. The sports professor Rick Haro joining us, as well as Honda Classic Tournament Director Ed McEnroe and Alan Berger from McDonald Hopkins. So just about half an hour from now, kind of a roundtable discussion. And it is Arnold Palmer's weekend, so part of the discussion today will be about branding. And Arnold Palmer done a phenomenal job of branding himself, the icon that is Arnold Palmer, over the last 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw a thing on Business Week or one of those shows I'm watching at 5:30 in the morning as I'm trying to walk my dogs, or after I walk the dogs, where they just talked about the Arnold Palmer, like the Arizona iced tea thing that he has. And that was just a complete fluke. Like Arnold, I guess, used to just mix those himself, and he finally got the folks at Bay Hill to start doing it for him. And lo and behold, it becomes the Arnold Palmer. Some guy sitting near him, you know, recognizes it, and they end up taking the brand national. So
it's unbelievable the Arnold Palmer was never bottled until 2001.
It is.
So the drink has been around for ages, but they didn't really start, you know, capitalizing on the idea and the money possibility until just 7 years ago in 2001. So golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach coming up just about 25 minutes from now at 8:30 this morning. 9:05 this morning, the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf. And Pat, this week those topics include the continuing downward spiral that is John Daly.
I don't know where this is going to end, really, Russ, because like he's irked tournaments that have given him exemptions by threatening lawsuits. He's not shown up. And hey, I understand you can get confused, and I guess it can happen that, you know, he called somebody at the tournament and they said it was 9:47 or something. That was his starting time for the actual tournament, not for the pro-am. So he shows up late, misses it, and then somehow a couple other guys that are supposed to play in his stead aren't there either, so they get disqualified from the tournament. Nick O'Hearn was one.
Nick O'Hearn and Ryuji Amada.
Ryuji Amada was another one, so they get booted because John didn't show up. And then, you know, Golf Channel had an interview with Daly. He's just like, oh, I got fired from, you know, Butch Harmon fired me and didn't even call me. And then this happens. It was like, I'm not having a good week.
Yeah, who's having a worse month, Tripp Eisenhower or John Daly?
That's a toughie. I'd still say that's a full finish right there. But Daly isn't going to jail yet. Trip might.
Yeah, at least nobody has died or no animals have died because of John Daly's discretions.
That's true. But boy, Daly is. Like I said, Russ, I don't know where this ends. At some point, the sponsors, because he doesn't really have status on the tour.
Right.
So
the sponsors' exemptions will begin to dry up if he continues to act like this. You say that it's a mistake that can be made by most people. I agree with that. Unfortunately for John Daly, these mistakes seem to happen way too often when he is involved. 9:15 this morning, we'll be talking with Palm Beach Gardens resident Robert Allenby, the 42nd ranked player in the world. He's ranked number 42 in the world rankings, is Robert Allenby. So we'll have Robert Allenby on the show in just about an hour from now, 9:15 this morning. And then at 9:30, we will be talking to short game guru Dave Pels, who, of course, when you want to talk about putting or the 60-degree wedge, you talk to Dave Pels. And, of course, his prize pupil is Phil Mickelson, who is in the field this week at the Arnold Palmer. So interviews in the second hour with Robert Allenby at 9:15 and with Dave Pels at 9:30. And then, of course, to end the show, as we do each and every week, we will give you our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions, choosing who we think will win in today's tournaments. Three tournaments in action this weekend, and we will go to the leaderboards right now. It's your sportsinteriors.net leaderboard report. With over 55 years of experience in the business, Sports Interiors will complete your ideal collection, all teams, all sports, any item. Visit sportsinteriors.net and learn how they will customize your dream sports room and make you the envy of every sports fan you know. You can also call them at 866-946-6237. We will start on the PGA Tour. And it's the 30th edition of the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando at the 7,162-yard par 70 for the last 2 years. No longer a par 72, the Bay Hill Club and Lodge. Original Dick Wilson design way back in 1961. Arnold came in and redesigned the track in 1989. After three rounds of play, there is a five-way tie at the top. Sean O'Hare, Tiger Woods, Bart Bryant, Bubba Watson, and Vijay Singh all tied at 6 under par 204 after three rounds of play. Only the seventh time since 1970 that there are five men tied for the lead entering the final round of a PGA Tour event. The last time that happened was just a couple years ago, actually, the 2005 Deutsche Bank Championship in Boston. So five men tied for the lead, including Tiger Woods, who shot a nice 4 under par 66 yesterday in his third round. Hunter Mahan, solo sixth at 5 under par. Then there are five players tied for seventh at -4, just two shots back. Nick Watney, Tom Lehman, Cliff Kresge, Lee Westwood, and Ken Duke all at -4. Five more players at 3 under par, another shot back. Tom Pernice Jr., Brian Davis, Vaughn Taylor, Jim Furyk, and Carl Pettersson, a former champion here at the Arnold Palmer. And then at -2, you have eight more players. Steve Marino, the Palm Beach Gardens resident, Frederick Jakobsen, the Jupiter Island resident, Dickie Pride, Frank Licklider, Brant Snedeker, Pat Perez, Alex Chayka, and Chad Campbell, all of those players at 2 under par, so a slew of players within four shots of the lead. But of course, Pat, the story yesterday in round three was Tiger Woods making up a lot of headway and Vijay Singh sliding. Tiger entered the third round seven shots behind Vijay Singh, and they emerge after 54 holes tied as two of those five players with the lead at -6.
Yeah, just a wild day, really, Russ. I didn't catch much of Tiger because he finished before a lot of these guys, But Vijay blew up on the front. I think he went bogey, double, bogey, bogey or something. Ended up shooting 40 on the front. Comes back, as you said, a little bit on the back to sort of stop the bleeding and at least keep himself tied for the lead. But much like, we talked a little bit before the show about Sean O'Hare going really low, 63, and to try to top that the next day, when you shoot 73 after playing pretty well the first 2 days, I'm almost convinced it might be harder to then get it completely back and shoot 66 today. Not to say that Vijay, a guy of his quality, couldn't do that, but sort of once things start going wrong, I think you start focusing on some of the stuff like, oh no, Vijay just had food poisoning or something. He lost like 18 pounds,
yeah, India a couple weeks ago.
Well, didn't get the practice like he normally does for 5 days, which is like a lifetime for him. So maybe that might be starting to catch up to him a little bit. The thing that really surprised me, Russ, I don't know if you caught any of the end of the coverage yesterday, but how many guys on 16 hit it in the water?
Yeah.
I just these are professional players. You had like Bart Bryant, Nick Watney.
Nick Watney made a quadruple bogey 8.
Hits it out of bounds, and then hits it in the water. VJ hit in the water and then chipped in
for par. Yeah, save par.
But just it was like almost everybody that played that hole near the end hit it in the water.
Well, and, it's interesting, Pat, because though that's one of the two converted par fours.
Right.
You know, number 4 and number 16 both used to be par fives. Now they are long 490 yard plus par fours, and 16 difficult, especially because you can't run a shot up there. If you don't land it near the green, it's in the water because
right.
the green is surrounded by a little stream that crosses right in front of the green. Consequently, those are the two toughest holes on the course. There's only two par fives now on the course, 6 and 12. Those are really your two scoring chances. And by the way, Nick Watney made eagle on both of those holes yesterday, but he gave all those shots back, all those four shots back by making eagle on both par fives by quadruple bogeying the 16th hole. So 4 and 16, now long, nearly 500-yard par fours are now the two toughest holes on the course. 18 used to be, but now 18 is like the fourth or fifth toughest hole. But Vijay Singh slid yesterday. He had looked very good through the first two rounds. You know, he hasn't won on the PGA Tour since last year here at Bay Hill. He is defending champion, making those swing changes that have been in the works kind of for the last year, ever since his win last year at Bay Hill. Johnny Miller talked about it yesterday. It's a very much more upright swing. His clubs used to be 2 degrees flat. Now they are 1 degree upright. So a much more steep swing change. And he went bogey, double bogey, bogey, bogey at holes 5 through 8, cards of 40 on the front nine, and then, kind of clawed his way back there on the back nine to get at least a share of the lead going into today's final round. Tiger Woods making up 7 shots. Tiger shoots 66, Vijay shoots 73. Now they go into today's final round tied.
Yeah, I and as you mentioned, most guys tied for the lead since 1970.
Only the seventh time. Seventh time since 1970 that there are 5 men going into the final round tied for the lead.
And obviously, Tiger's got, you're going to go with Tiger in this situation. But you're trying to find anybody that you think out of that group or maybe one or two shots back of that might make a run. And there's some guys in there. But Tiger, if he plays, the thing with him is putting. And in the first 2 days, he really didn't have it, but he was able to stay around the number he needed to. And yesterday, 28 putts, he had 14 of 18 greens. If he continues that, which he has the track record of doing, once he sort of gets that putter going, then it wouldn't surprise me if he shot 66 again today and beat these guys by 2 or 3 shots.
Yeah, of course, we know Tiger in his last 9 events has 8 wins and a second. The win at Bridgestone, the win at the PGA Championship, second place at Deutsche Bank last September, Labor Day weekend. That's the last time he hasn't won in any event he's entered. Wins the BMW and the Tour Championship last year, then wins the Silly Season Target World Challenge in December. 08 begins, and he wins the Buick by a slew of shots. Wins Dubai a couple weeks later, and then wins the match play a couple weeks ago in Tucson. So 8 wins in his last 9 events. Right now, he is the current defending champion in all 3 WGC events. Of course, CA is next week at Doral, and he won the match play and Bridgestone. Match play this year, Bridgestone last year. So he holds the title right now currently in all 3 WGCs. And he made a great point, Pat. Early in this week, his game was a little rusty. I mean, he only hit 10 greens on Thursday. He hit 14 on Friday. Improved the iron play by 4 greens from round 1 through round 2, but the putting was still leaving a lot of putts short. I mean, the greens are slow this week. There's been a lot of talk about the greens. The nematode worms had eaten up the greens. They had to resod a lot of them, so the greens are not in the best condition, so they can't roll them and cut them as fine as you usually would because there's some patches there, so they're only rolling around a 10 or 11 on the stimp. So, and Johnny Miller said it yesterday on the broadcast, Tiger notoriously putts poorly on slow greens. The faster the greens, the better Tiger Woods putts. And through 2 rounds, he was leaving a lot of those putts, a foot, 18 inches short. He putted much more aggressively yesterday in round 3. He made 15 of 16 putts inside 10 feet. And who else are you going to pick today going into the final round when Tiger's one of 5 guys tied for the lead, and he's been getting stronger through the week as most of the other guys, Vijay included, have been getting weaker.
And the other thing you mentioned, Russ, about the tournaments that he's won, he's had success at pretty much all those venues recently. The thing that's impressive to me about this run right now is that he has not played Bay Hill well the last 4 or 5 years. Now, he won it, I think, 4 times in a row. from 2000 to 2004. But after that, something went kerblooey in his head, and it's like he hasn't even had a top 10 in this tournament in the last 4 or 5 years. So the fact that he's overcoming, and for Tiger to overcome anything mentally is a story in and of itself. But there has to be something that was going on at this course with him, because he had not played that well here recently. So he's exercised any of those demons by the mere fact that he's tied for the lead after the third round. And he had trouble breaking 70 at this course for the last 4 or 5 years.
You remember
years.
The final round last year? He went bogey, double bogey, triple bogey. Yeah, his last three holes last year, bogey, double bogey, triple bogey. He cards a 43 on the back nine, ends up losing out. VJ wins the tournament. So, yeah, he's had some problems here. You're exactly right, Pat, in the last few years. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. It is the SportsInteriors.net leaderboard report. With over 55 years of experience in the business, Sports Interiors will complete your ideal collection. All teams, all sports, any items. Visit SportsInteriors.net and learn how they will customize your dream sports room, making you the envy of every sports fan you know. Make sure it's .net. SportsInteriors.net is the website. You can also call them at 866-946-6237.